USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump this afternoon addressed the Republican Jewish Coalition.
When I spoke to you as a candidate 3 years ago, America's economy was stagnant, our military was depleted, and the relationship between the United States and Israel was at probably the lowest point in history. Now, just 3 years later, I stand before you as the President of the United States to report. Under Republican leadership, America's economy is the hottest anywhere in the world, and it's not even close. Our military will soon be more powerful than ever before, and the incredible bond between the United States and Israel has never been stronger than it is right now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Former President Barack Obama is in Berlin, where he told a German town hall full of young leaders from around the world that social media postings have helped and hurt the understanding of politics.
You've got social media that was once considered to be the network that would provide us greater understanding, now suddenly appears to be a tool that is used to spread disinformation and hatred and suspicion.
The push to get President Trump to release his tax returns is being met with resistance from the president and his lawyers. Democratic Representative Steve Cohen of Tennessee gives CNN his take on President Trump's reluctance to release his tax returns.
There's something about his taxes that he didn't want the public to know, and he's made a point of getting the IRS to hire a director and a legal counsel that would support that. That's been a priority of his, even more so than having a head of the State Department or Defense Department or any place else.
Trump's lawyers are calling on the IRS to reject Democrats' demands for the president's tax returns. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Former Democratic South Carolina Senator Ernest Hollings has died at age 97. He was known for a sharp tongue, especially in his 2015 interview at the Daniel K. Inouye Institute about raising money during his six Senate terms.
I went to all the fire stations, the courthouses, everything else, and I'd find out what people are thinking. When you fundraise, all you got is supporters prayed, oh, you go win. Don't worry, you're a winner. Bah humbug.
Hollings served 38 years and 2 months, making him the eighth longest-serving senator in U.S. history. Ohio Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan today kicked off his campaign for president in 2020. He closed his speech with a story about a little boy who told Muhammad Ali his dad took him to one of Ali's fights where he was knocked down.
Ali looked at this kid and he said, I've never been knocked down. I'm either up or I'm getting up. Northeast Ohio is either up or we're getting up. Ohio is either up or we're getting up. And the United States of America, we're either up or we're getting up. Help me do this. I need your help. I need your support. Let's go take back the White House.
Vice President Mike Pence says Cuba is on notice regarding its meddling in Venezuela as the U.S. announced new sanctions against the Maduro-led government in a speech in Houston. Pence said the U.S. will soon engage in stronger action against Cuba. Get updates anytime at KTSEradio.com.